This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two of the three-hour show, as that hour went very quickly.
Sure did.
Yeah. Still lots to get to. We were talking Texans, and I had teased this a little bit earlier, but I don't know if you guys saw this or not. Yesterday, the Texans opened up as 8.5-point favorites over the Bills. We mentioned it when we were over there at Buku doing our remote.
Still good food. Got to go out there.
Yep, great food.
Yep.
Good people, too. So this morning, it goes off the board.
What?
So normally, when something like that happens, it's injury related, and in most cases, it has to do with the quarterback.
Yep.
So that sent some red flags up. That sent some people kind of scurrying around trying to figure out what's going on. Now word out of Texans camp at NRG is Deshaun Watson is day-to-day with a chest contusion. Not a good look following what was a very bad look Sunday night with the beating that he took. So that, if you're a Texans fan, is more than reason for concern.
I mean, is anyone surprised that he's going into the week banged up? It's like, ooh, but it's also like, eh, yeah. If you watch the game, then you know he took an ass whooping.
You got what you asked for. You
put him in those, asked for, no, but you but got, I mean, you, oh, you I think got what you deserved.
The way that he put him in compromising positions by running him like a running back, look, some of those he was his choice to roll out and get out of the pocket, but the ones where they were predetermined called offensive plays where Deshaun was going into
left, yeah,
tough times and troubled situations, you're right. Then you got what you deserved. But fact of the matter is, man, I mean, that's just – I hope he plays. But those Vegas guys, they know things. So you hope it's nothing serious. But when they put the freaking stethoscope under the pads to try and get under his armpits and around his ribs – That was what worried me the most, that there might be something to this.
Yeah, I was looking, and I guess it dropped late because on my news and notes that I usually get and put together every morning, they have Lamar Miller. He's going to play in week six against the Bills, according to Bill mm-hmm. O'Brien. But that was really the main news at that time. So I don't know when it broke or when that line changed. But if I look at Vegas Insiders, which is where we usually get our consensus picks for the show, mm-hmm. they've got him at, they still have it on the board at 8.5, and it opened at 10. And then they've got.
It opened at 10 there?
Yeah. Bet Online still has it at 8.5 as well. So.
Well, a good sign is that hopefully it's better, more so than not, he's going to play this weekend, which would help.
Yeah.
Because without him, oh my goodness, talk about a different story, especially when you've built up all this momentum. It doesn't matter how you've gotten there, but you got two in a row, and you got a chance to get back to 500. And as you mentioned yesterday, they're only a game out of first place in the division thanks to all the help they gotten around them. So this is a big game this weekend, and they damn sure better take care of business.
Yeah, they better. And I don't see Houston on here on mybookie.ag. So it is definitely if I wanted to, I couldn't put any – not that I would give up 8.5 points, which is where it was at when it came down.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah, but yeah, definitely not on mybookie.ag, so you can't even bet on that. Although I was looking at Super Bowl odds as of October 11, Texans are a +5,000. Yeesh.
Wow.
Pretty ugly.
You want to get your boy?
Who's my boy?
Oh, you Mike's on hold.
Oh, God. Do we have to?
Yeah, I mean, he's been holding.
What's up, Bo? You
yesterday
Mike?
Was a good call. Or was okay. it yesterday?
I got a lot on my plate.
All right, well, get it off.
Well, hopefully Bill O'Brien will have enough time now of game planning now that he's not doing side work under the name as Mike Stoops on Saturday. I wanted to congratulate Clarence on his win last night. We're all family here.
Okay.
I know he often refers to me as the black sheep of his family. And even L.U. Dillon and Eric, you know, those two illegitimate bastards, you know, they're still family. And poor L.U. Dillon, you know, his mama was working at the adoption agency when he was born, and she still dropped him off at the fire station. That's all I got.
Yes!
Oh,
about time, are you, Mike?
Wow.
If ever there was a time to play the shots fired drop.
Wow. My goodness.
So we're going to give him a win there.
Oh, yeah. That was home run. Yep. That was
three. Out. Back to back to back. Knocked it out.
That was out of the stadium.
Touch them all.
He said his mom. Wait a minute. I don't want to mess this up. His mom worked at an adoption agency and still dropped him off at the fire station.
Wow.
That is quality. That is quality roasting right there. That's really good. I mean, look, if I'm being honest, do I think OU might came up with that? Probably not. He probably.
You think he stole it?
I think he probably stole it, but it doesn't matter because I've never heard it. So.
Quality.
That was great. Hell, you done. Ball's in your court. Wow.
And Nick had an instant smile on his face. That was great.
He shot a shot at Clarence. He got L.U. Dillon and Eric. I'm surprised he didn't mention White Magic. I'm a little shocked about that.
Yeah.
But, wow.
Yeah, take that, L.U. Dillon.
Yeah. We patiently await your retort, sir.
Yes. So that was good stuff from OU Mike.
Yeah. All right. I was worried about that, too.
I want to get you guys' opinion on this, too. David Barron tweeted out.
Oh, whatever.
It's your best friend. To my knowledge, AT&T Sportsnet Southwest Management didn't send anyone to Cleveland for the Astros celebration, even for its Twitter site. So management is underperforming even the admittedly meager expectations of their audience. See, here's the thing. They're not doing the game. So no one, I don't think, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but no one that's an Astros fan, when you know that all the coverage is national now, you know that the locker room celebrations are going to be covered nationally anyway, no one's going to have expectations of AT&T Sportsnet because no one's going to flip over just for the post game to see Blummer and Julia get doused as opposed to the national media doing the interviews, right?
Exactly. And when you're laying people off and you're struggling to get by, and you being in the business and on that side a lot more than I, maybe correct me if I'm wrong here, you look at the ROI on that. You look at the cost to send people to Cleveland and the hotel and the travel and expenses and per diem and everything else involved in it. Are you going to get a return on that investment by the number of eyes that are going to watch it? Because like you said, they're watching it on either the local news station at 10 o'clock at night, or they're watching it on ESPN, or they're watching it on TBS or MLB Network or wherever the game was aired at. They're not like, oh, game's over, let's switch over at that time. You're exactly right, but there's no return on the investment on it, so it doesn't make sense to do it.
And here's the thing, because I know how these things work. Normally, with the network situation, they had both teams. Both teams have charter. So if the charter and the team offers up spots to the network for your camera guy and or one or two talent, you take it because it's free, right?
Sure.
It's just all you're on the hook for is the hotel room, and possibly they might even cover that if they get a block of rooms and or their and then the talent's meals. But you get it. But in terms of David Barron's tweet, you're going to go to Astros.com if you're looking for social media coverage. You're going to go to the national networks or, like you said, the local news if you're looking for locker room coverage. And you're not doing the game. The only thing that I'll say is they're probably cataloging everything for at the end of the year, and videos, and for their magazine shows, their weekly half-hour shows. So I'm sure they probably still sent somebody, either Julia and or Jeff and the cameraman. And Nick and I both, it's Evan Gelber, who I go way back with. But just because they did that doesn't mean they should be taking shots at AT&T Sportsnet, because if they were doing the game, you best believe they'd be doing extended coverage.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
So I think that was a bit harsh.
El Jefe said OU Mike's call was Correa game three against Cleveland. Chan says that was Red Sox putting 16 runs on the Yankees good. Good job, OU Mike.
He's sitting back right now just smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah, he is.
And now he'll be tweeting you. Texting you the rest of the show.
He's drinking a Schlitz and he's just living that life.
And he'll get worse and worse as the right. He won't just soak up the win. He will find a way to barely break even by the end of the show.
Drink Schlitz or PBR? What is OU Mike? I'm going to say Schlitz, PBR, or Pearl Light.
I'm going worse than that.
What?
Old Milwaukee. Because Old Milwaukee is straight turpentine. That's what he's drinking because it's cheap.
I'm going with Keystone.
Or Keystone. Great call. I'm with you.
I'll knock back a Keystone now and a Natty Light.
You're drinking water. Keystone is terrible.
Dude, I drink Bud Light. What do you expect?
No, Keystone and Bud Light, that's too... Oh, I hate Keystone. Hate Keystone.
Have you ever had a Pearl?
No, is it as bad? It's worse?
My dad used to drink Pearl all the time.
Oh, Keystone. It was like $2.50 for like a 39-pack or something like that. It was ridiculous.
It sucks so bad they had an odd number. 39.
It was ridiculous.
I don't mind like Miller Lite, Bud Light. Coors Light to me is watery.
Ooh, don't let Granato hear you say that.
And everybody, Kevin McHale's a big Coors Light guy too. And then on the flip side, carbonated urine to me is Budweiser. It's so overly strong.
Really?
And I can't drink straight Bud.
I'm not a big Budweiser guy either. But I do find it. I do still think it's better than Keystone. Keystone is garbage.
Miller's
like hot.
Miller Lite. Miller, because once you're back home, once you're weaned off the nipple, you go straight to the Miller products because they're Milwaukee. Just letting you know.
I'll take your word for it.
Ike
said that was a straight quality at bats by OU Mike right there.
Yep.
Yeah, he
touched them all.
He did well.
Yep. All right, we're going to continue to roll on in hour number two of the 3-hour show. If you guys want to join us, please do. 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Knee deep in hour number two of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. We're working on Way Back Wednesday. Still not a lot of suggestions from you guys, but if you have some kind of a theme that you think we might be up for, send it our way via text, call, or Twitter, and preferably the written versions so that we can contemplate it as a staff and see if we can come to a consensus before the end of the show, which normally never happens.
Never. Of course not. Somebody said, you might drink Lone Star in a camo can.
I can see both of those things being accurate.
Michelob Ultra.
I think that his idea of a recliner is a lawn chair with a blanket over it.
I see that. Yep. NASCAR Johnny said, I used to drink Beer 30 Light. I have no idea what that is.
What?
No
beer
clue.
30 Light in college. It was like $12 for a 30 pack.
Yeah, that's Keystone-ish.
It's worse than Schaefer.
Worst beer with the best gas.
Schaefer's pretty bad.
Huh? When I was in college. Worst beer that gave you the best gas.
Oh, God.
Old Milwaukee, Old Style, Keystone.
Okay.
In that order.
I'll take your word for it. He, by the way, OU Mike did.
My college roommate, it was living proof.
He stunk or what?
Oh, my God. And it was all because he drank, we called it Old Swill. But Old Milwaukee was the cheap 12-er.
Mm-hmm.
And it was convenient because we had a liquor store right off, like a block off campus. It was like 2 blocks from our dorm. My college roommate, Friday, Saturday night, just 2 blocks away from heaven in a can, 12-pack of Old Swill. Next morning, man, you'd have lit a match and our entire dorm room would have blown up.
Ugh. Somebody said Beer 30 is Walgreens brand. Oh no.
Geez.
Hell no. Yeah, you drink Walgreens beer?
Yeah.
Is that possible? Oh, I didn't know Walgreens had their own beer.
Tastes like giraffe pee. I don't know what you're doing.
Around here, Walgreens doesn't... There's not a lot of Walgreens that sell alcohol, but like in the Midwest... Yeah. Like there's liquor, there's beer.
In the Midwest?
Like in Indiana?
I don't know. I don't think
I've been to Indiana and I saw liquor at the Walgreens.
That's not, I guess.
That's not Midwest-ish? My bad.
Kinda. Yeah, no, it is. It's Big Ten. Yeah, it is. Yeah,
okay. But yeah, I mean, in Fort Wayne and in Indianapolis, I saw it at the Walgreens there.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Liquor, like Jack Daniels and everything, like liquor and beer.
Nice.
Yeah.
I still need beer. I still love
that. I'd love to be able to run to CVS and get some Crown.
Yeah.
It'd be dope.
I still go back to, I love that. It's because of the technicality of the rule here in Texas about you can't buy alcohol before noon on
Sundays.
It's
so stupid. It's such a dumbass rule.
I just love
the checker at Randall's on Sundays that he's about 4 foot six and English is his second language. And you get the guy that's getting ready to go to a tailgate or a guy going to watch a football game and puts like 3 12ers and some groceries. And little man at the register starts sliding things, you know, scanning things through the checkout line. And he'll get the beer and he'll put it behind him. Go, oh, no, no, my friend. This one right here you can't have. I'm sorry, but hey, let's say. And he goes, hey, so here's your total. And your beers have to go back, but have a great day. And doesn't even give him the option. He just takes it and pulls it off the conveyor belt. He's like, nope, you're not having that. No, 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 my friend.
Chan.
Yep.
Or who knows?
He's active today, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, all texting, no tweeting said we need OU Mike on Twitter. Let's not go too far. I don't want that dude anywhere near my Twitter handle.
Now, weigh that for a second, Barry. No, here, no just weigh that. Here, here's,
maybe
hear
it's El Jefe-ish.
No, where he's good on Twitter, me out.
Bad on the
because
air.
A lot of times your disgust is only shared with the two of us when he texts and goes over the line or just pushes the envelope too
idiotic,
far,
usually.
Right?
It's not over the line. It's usually idiotic.
Well, or a combination of the two, right? But if he had to put it on Twitter where it was visible for all to see,
I don't think he would change.
Judge, jury, and suspects could have a field day.
Yeah, that's true. But all texting, no tweeting did respond back. Yeah, you're right. We don't need a bunch of pictures of Johnny Weir tweeted out. Yep, you are correct. That's all it would be. Be a bunch
but
of.
But I think he'd get beat up pretty bad on Twitter.
You think so?
Yeah, I think the suspects would have at him pretty good.
Okay.
And then you go, how do you do the video thing with the.
That would be definitely be him.
Pictures that make sense to what you're tweeting about.
I don't think you can even tweet from a flip phone, so I have no idea that he'd be able
to. You mean
a
rotary phone?
He'd be trying to tweet from a Commodore 64. Like, I got to put it on this cradle modem. It's an old ass internet connection. Why are people just now tweeting to us a suggestions for Way Back Wednesday? We talked about that.
I just gave him a reminder.
Literally. Oh, you did?
Yeah, when we came back. I know you don't listen to me, but I came back and said we're still working on
it. Well, they're all sending them to me directly.
Good. That's where they should be.
Caleb said, artists that performed at Super Bowls. That's pretty creative, actually.
Different. Unique.
Rusty said drinking songs. Salvino said drinking songs. So I guess because we started talking about beer. And that
we did that just a few weeks ago, didn't we?
Yeah. I don't know if it was a few weeks ago, but
I feel like we've done it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm almost positive. Remember because, oh, I know exactly what it was. Houston ranked in the top 25 of the 50 biggest.
You're right.
Bars yeah, and or so whatever. We did it. Yeah.
Yep.
So we don't, it's too soon for that.
So OU Mike did respond about what kind of beer he drinks. So we can put this to bed and no one has to text any more beer suggestions. Because anytime this comes up, we get 1,000. Everyone's just trying to come up with their most unique beer. And that's fine. But he said, I drink the beer with Eric's picture on it. Moosehead.
He's rolling today.
He is feeling it. I'm telling you, though, man, there's sometimes creatively when you kind of get in the zone. Like, when I sit down to write, like, I tried to force myself to write this morning, write jokes for my set. And if you're not feeling it, if you're not creative, you're not feeling creative, you just write and then you end up not using it. But there's some days like him today where no matter what you say or do, it's just you're just hitting on all cylinders. Today's his day.
Yeah, he's rolling.
He is living that good life. That is for sure.
Eric's the kind of guy that you just wish you had a speed control on so that when he calls, if you could just speed it up so that it actually had some pace to the comments, it would be better. But, hey, guys.
I've kind of grown to like his call, though.
You made him Clarence.
No, Clarence, yeah? Clarence is, hey, guys, what's up? I want to talk to you. And Eric is... Hey, guys, I want to get your opinion on the Cowboys. If you could talk about Emmitt Smith being the greatest running back. Thanks. I'll hang up and listen. That's Eric.
That's what he said about El Jefe when he first called in, remember?
Manny?
Yeah, when he was like, he's great on Twitter, and then when he called in.
Well, there's a complete difference. I think Manny will even. El Jefe admit that himself. He gets a little tight on the phone line.
So does Steeler fan Juan. I think Q gets a little nervous. He powers through it, but he struggles.
Trey on 290 sure did.
Did he?
Remember? Because he was a monster on Twitter, and we set up the battle between him and Trey, and he got annihilated.
Oh, they both got...
I missed that. I was out that day.
You were?
Yeah, I was
here like
for their
both
roast battle.
Oh, yeah. Did not do so well.
Yeah, Trey threw haymaker after haymaker. It was nice. Crazy. Yeah, so... All right, so we got plenty more to get to, too. But we covered some Texans. We covered some Astros.
Yep, I've got... I've got the NFL power rankings and news and notes that we can get to as well.
So we got some NFL coming up, too. We also still have the other baseball series to get to.
Yep.
And one still goes on tonight after the Yankees-Red Sox is 2-1 now, Boston, after that shellacking last night. So plenty more that we need to touch on. And, of course, if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, we would love to hear from you. 713-780-3776. Call or text or hit us on Twitter. Back with the second half of the show. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the big show. 90 in the books, 90 still to go as we continue to roll on here with the second half of The Usual Suspects. Barry, Nick, Joel, as we have a Tuesday, which we are very aware of what is tomorrow, way back Wednesday. We're working on it. You could be helping as we threw it out there last time. Want to give a special shout out. Fort Worth Jay is a friend of the show, and he asked us to send good luck and positive vibes.
I saw that.
Chelsea Ezel battling a little bit of an issue with the he called it the pink monster.
Yep.
But health related. So Chelsea, good luck to you. We're pulling for you, and want to get that.
Make I saw sure that. Nothing that. But love, Chelsea.
October Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I used to do the Susan G. Komen race every year. Mm-hmm. And I did it like 3 or 4 or 5 years in a row. In fact, when I had the cage door, I would do a cage door team. I would have shirts made and we would all go run. And it was awesome. But I just feel like I appreciate what Susan G. Komen does, but I feel like it got too commercialized.
I can see that.
It was where it was just more about the fundraising. And I don't know. That's just a personal opinion. If I'm wrong, okay, you don't need to call me or text me. I don't care what your opinion is on my opinion.
I'll give you Barry Sell. Just text him directly.
Yeah, I just don't need your opinion on my opinion. How about that? But it's one of those things. We've lost a good family friend to breast cancer. Cancer in general, just, man.
It's awful.
And having a wife that's a nurse in the business is even worse.
Yeah, I don't know how she does that, because she probably sees cases time and time again.
Pretty disheartened.
Kind of wears on you.
Yep. It sucks. That is for sure.
I got a buddy. I think I told you guys this the other day, but I got a buddy that I grew up with. Him, my best friend growing up, and hadn't talked to him in a while. He was in my wedding, and just out of the blue, he puts on Facebook, "Hey guys, just want to let you know, got diagnosed with prostate cancer. I'm going to have my prostate removed in a couple of days." I'm just like, what the hell?
Damn.
So yeah, cancer's.
Yep, that's nasty. That's for sure. Where the hell did it go? Oh, El Jefe said, yeah, he's too monotone. He sounds like a history teacher. And then apparently Dr. Dre is upset with you.
I see that.
He said, I beg to differ. You said to have 3 battle raps ready, and that's all I had. Joel extended the segment, and I hit a couple of haymakers.
I don't know if you hit them or you got hit by a couple of haymakers late. It's all in good fun, Dre. It's not serious. It just was fun, and I expected you to annihilate Jugs, and you didn't do it.
It happens. I just got the notice, by the way. Don't forget, Joel. I was reminding him at the break, but I'll remind you and the listeners.
What?
I'm in Portland next week. But yay! But I'm still doing the shows.
Oh.
So I'm going to do the show Wednesday.
I had Jerry Rocha 3/4 of the way dialed in.
I know. I'd love to have Jerry on.
You going to hit the old dispensary over there in Portland, Oregon?
Oh, don't think Daddy probably won't partake a little bit.
Yeah. Portland's a good city, man. It's one of my favorite cities in the nation.
We're staying at on the beach too. The club is Harvey's in Portland. Yeah, the hotel
is there a beach in Portland?
I don't know. I'm just telling you it's
there's 2 rivers
Jansen
that cross,
Beach.
Oh, Jansen Beach. Oh, wait. Wait till you see. Wait till you see the sand and the bright, the beautiful crystal blue.
Is it raggedy?
Water that you turn on in the faucet. Jansen Beach is not a beach. It's just the name of a suburb.
What is it?
It's just there.
Is it? Am I going to be like seeing homeless bums like having sex with
it
a goat?
It might not be that bad, but it ain't exactly going to be umbrellas and sand.
I was so pumped up to be staying on the beach, and now it's like, damn it. Because then she's texted me and said, oh, you can get your own lodging if you want, and we'll give you a per diem. Should I opt for my own lodging?
Is
it's a 4-star hotel.
Is the club near where you're staying?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Look it up. In the meantime, I could have some fucking calls.
Well,
guys,
of course,
back
the
there.
Google image of Jensen Beach is a lot. You said Jansen or Jensen?
It's Jansen.
Oh, okay, so this one's in Florida. Jensen is Florida.
Jansen Beach is Oregon. Yep. All
right. Yeah. I don't see.
A mall.
So it's right in the middle of the river, huh? Mm-hmm. Is that what I'm seeing here? Mm-hmm. Oh, God. I was all excited. I'm glad I said something because now I know.
I'm glad you did too.
I know a couple of comics out there that I might be able to stay with. It might be better than staying on that at the beach. Well, we'll find out. I'll look into that. But yeah, I'm doing the show. I'm gonna do the show Wednesday. I'm gonna fly out Wednesday night red eye, and then I'll do the show Thursday, Friday, and Monday, and fly back red eye and be here Tuesday.
Two red eyes.
Yeah.
Love it. So Nick's Googling it. So I Googled images for Jansen Beach. And it came back the Target.
I mean,
and they got
I don't
a
know
super Target.
Funny.
And in the background, way in the background, there's a bridge.
I don't know.
And
if
some
it's,
water.
Fred wants to talk about Portland's beaches. Fred, okay. What's up, Fred? Fred.
Yeah. How you doing?
All right. Good. How are you?
Sports, or is it? No, it's too early for sports.
Damn it, Fred.
Fred, come on, man.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say, like, I grew up in California. Once you get past, like, Monterey, that water is so cold, you don't even want to go in the water.
No.
Well, once San Francisco, Portland, all that, that water is, like, so cold.
We're talking about rivers, though, in Portland. We're not talking about the ocean.
I'm not saying that would go.
You guys were saying about going to the beach.
Well,
Portland has a beach. They're on the coast. They're right above California, and then you got Seattle, you know, Washington.
Wait. Fred, hold on, Fred. Portland's on the coast?
Portland's on the coast. It's right above California. Come on, I grew up over there.
Is it a city or a state, Fred? Because Portland, the city, ain't even
close to
the beach.
Oh, I'm talking about Oregon.
All right,
okay,
Fred's Fred, you need to pull over. Yeah. We don't need you drinking and driving. Yeah, don't. Like, that's why he was like, Portland's on the coast. What? I think you mean Oregon, Fred.
And you said it right. Experts on Oregon call it Oregon. Fred just called it Oregon. At that point, all bets are off. Fred, thanks for calling. Yeah. Appreciate it.
I'm like, wait a minute. Maybe I don't know where Portland is because I'm pretty sure it's not on the beach. I kind of like, that's why when I said it, Nick goes, they have a beach? It's like, well.
I said that. I was I mean, I lived there for four years.
He asked if they had a beach. So.
I lived in Portland for 4 years. I'm going, what am I missing? Where's the beach?
It looks like it's right under Columbia River. I'm looking at Google images, and that's the closest.
Here's the other thing.
How are the strippers in Vancouver, Washington? How are they?
Strippers in Portland, I bet. I'm just letting you know. You don't have to go across the river if you don't want. But
no? Okay.
Portland is the crossing of the Columbia and the Willamette Rivers.
The Willamette River?
Call it Willamette, by the way. Because foreigners will call it Willamette. It's the Willamette.
Willamette. Okay.
Yeah, it's the Willamette River and the Columbia.
Like, well, damn it. Willamette.
But the water's cold. If you get into that Walgreens beer too soon and you make a phone call, Fred, you might think that Portland's on the coast.
Fred over here drinking that beer 30, telling us that Portland's
on the coast. Nowhere near the coast. It's an hour away. I lived there.
Oh, there's a Jansen Beach RV park. Sweet. You know,
there's also a Jansen Beach Outlet Mall.
That's what I saw when I Googled it. That's what pulled up, the Outlet Mall.
The Outlet Mall you can go to and you can have some fun, man.
There's a BJ's restaurant. At least there's that.
So you grab yourself
but
a BJ's
guys,
and
Head over to the beach.
You know, your jealousy is unbecoming.
I'm trying to help you out, man. You know, they got those free bikes on every corner. You just grab a bike in Jansen Beach and just ride the water.
Do they have the bikes or do they have the scooters? Like in
the bikes. Like the bicycles.
Are they?
They're all the same color.
Because L.A. has the birds. Yeah. And then I saw a lot of the, I forget what they're called in San Antonio, but they had the scooters all over downtown San Antonio. Yeah.
Yeah, the bikes are in Portland.
Are they?
You know, because they're healthy and they're...
Yeah, whatever. The coffee better be good is all I know.
Believe me, you're going to have...
I mean, I'm not going to Starbucks.
You'll have 8 options per street corner.
Okay.
I kid you not. If you stay anywhere near or even get into anywhere near downtown Portland,
mm-hmm.
on every corner, there's a there is Trader Joe's, there's coffee people. You're going to find 18 different coffee shops within like a 3-block radius.
Okay. Yeah, I can deal with that.
So. All right, we're going to continue to roll on after Fred kind of stunned us there for a second with that haymaker. We're going to continue to take some punches and roll on.
Thought I knew geography, but apparently I know.
Water's cold and they're on the coast. All right, we're rolling along. It's the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, almost done with hour number 2, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. You know how we go. So we love to take you along for the ride, and you do the same for us. It's Nick, Barry, Joel. It's a Tuesday. Lots of fun stuff going on. We were talking baseball. Then we got to some football. We were basically Texan-centric with a couple other news and notes. But, Barry, you've always got the man and the plan on football. So
yeah, I've got the NFL news and notes that I teased the peeps about. Jacksonville, some news out of Jayville. Leonard Fournette will not play in Week 6, so still missing some time.
And I can add to that. They signed Jamal Charles.
Yep. Running back Corey Grant placed on injured reserve, which is why they signed Jamal Charles, and then their tight end, Austin Seferian Jenkins, placed on injured reserve as well. That's good news if you're a Texans fan, because the Jags are banged up and, you know, missing Fournette and Grant out. You got to go and get a guy that no one obviously wanted in Charles. He's sitting on the, you know, streets waiting for somebody to pick him up. Now they lose their tight end. But it's also the Jags now remind me of a team that's the opposite of the Chiefs and some of these other teams that are going to the Saints, who are going to put up a lot of points, but or they're going to have to outscore you because they can't stop you. The Jags are the opposite. They're going to have to stop you because they can't score, especially with all these injuries. So that'll be something to keep an eye on. More injury news out of Philadelphia. Jay Ajayi was placed on the injured reserve list on Monday after suffering a torn ACL. And if you're wondering, no, Bell is not a target for the Eagles.
Yeah, because everybody's saying that. Because also yesterday, Fletcher Cox agreed to redo his deal, freeing up more cap room for this year and next year for the Eagles. And they instantaneously said, look, the remaining balance of Le'Veon Bell's contract for this season is around 11. They freed up and have now around 11, where that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But that's a big blow for the Eagles from their running game.
That guy just can't stay healthy. Mm-hmm. All the talent in the world, but just can't seem to stay on the field. And then the last note that I have is the Miami Dolphins are reportedly offering up Devontae Parker as trade to anyone that's looking for a receiver. That's according to Michael Lombardi of The Athletic. So Devontae Parker on the trading blocks.
Still kind of bonkers to me that Dez Bryant doesn't have a home by now.
Yeah.
I thought somebody would give him a 1 year on a flyer. You know, he's not going to get the money that I think he thought he was going to get, but at the same time, he could help some people.
Speaking of that, did you see Jerry Jones come out and say that the Cowboys haven't had a number one receiver in, quote, several years?
Yeah, that's on him.
He's the GM too. So Jer, you just basically took a shot at yourself.
He said, I'm giving you a definition of a number one receiver, and it's Julio Jones. It's the guy we played the other night, DeAndre Hopkins. Jones told the station, those are the guys. They're not there's not but about a handful of those in the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Jerry, that's on you, brother. You're the GM, too, so if you're going to point fingers, you might as well just do it in the mirror.
You ready for Dez Bryant's response on Twitter? Because you knew Dez.
Oh, yeah.
If you say he's not a number one, you knew he was going to respond. So he said, as a receiver playing for the Dallas Cowboys, your minds have to be right because you will never see targets like AB, OBJ, D-Hop, none of those guys. I was never schemed into things. I made things happen throughout my career. I'm Mr. 73. They had Jay Witten as our number one, so Jerry is right.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. A little shot back at him, but
now if you're the Cowboys,
also, if you're on the team, if you're Cole Beasley, if you're Austin, some of these guys, are you saying none of us are a one? Like, there's got to be a one. Somebody is the one on that team. They may not be an elite wide receiver, but you've got a one. Right? I mean, that's a bit disrespectful to the guys you do
in title only, obviously, based on,
but it's still disrespectful.
Skill sets and everything that they bring to the table. But at the same time, you look at it, you say, now let me ask you this. Obviously, because if Bill O'Brien is number one on the hot seat, and we all know he's not because of his contract, well, then Jason Garrett put his butt firmly in that number one position in terms of the hot seat with all of the crap that and not going for it on fourth and one and the generic play calls all season long. But if you're the Cowboys, is there any scenario where you consider bringing back Dez?
No.
I don't think so either. No. I think the bridge has been burnt. I don't care if he went to the Beyonce concert with Jerry and the crew. I just don't think there's any way to rectify that where he comes back. I'm just shocked he's in those things somewhere.
But him saying those things lets you know that there's no interest. Because otherwise,
he's defending the fact that,
you wouldn't say that.
Green Bay needs a receiver right now, but I don't think they want to do that because they've got a lot of young guys that are playing. Yeah, Parker or Dez. I'm thinking other teams that might be a home. Jacksonville at one point, Dez was lobbying for. New England, but now that they made the trade, they're not doing anything. I don't know. Who's out there that needs a receiver bad enough that would consider either one of those guys?
I mean, offhand,
Philly's problems aren't at wide receiver.
No,
Pittsburgh's got plenty. I just can't think of anybody.
The Cowboys need
that's
help,
I said.
But
is
they're
there
not going to.
Scenario?
Yeah, they're not going to hire. They're not going to bring Dez back. But I don't know that they. If you're saying you don't have a one, then you're not going to go out and make a trade for Parker. I mean, I don't know. I have to pull up the list of. Like depth charts because offhand I'm trying to think and I don't know.
All right, nothing comes to my mind. I'm sure they're out there. Any other news and notes we got?
No, that was it. Okay. That was that's what I had. And then I also teased the rankings if you care.
Yep.
Texans
were the biggest mover on Sports Illustrated's
power
rankings.
So they are 15 right now. They moved up last week. They were 23rd. They are 15th on Sports Illustrated's power rankings.
Say what you want. The Texans are that sexy team. First people are picking up for the Super Bowl. Now they win two in a row thanks to the misguided coaching of two different coaches, and suddenly they're the biggest mover in the poll.
That's what's messed up is that other coaches are more responsible for the wins that the Texans have than their own coach. All right, 10 is the Chargers. They moved up from 14. 9 is, tied for 8th as the Packers and the Bengals. 7 is the Vikings. 6 is the Panthers. 5 is the Jags. They might fall. 4 is the Saints. 3 is the Patriots. 2 the Chiefs. And number 1, obviously, Los Angeles Rams.
And the only reason why I wouldn't say obviously on the Rams is because they had their hands full with a Seattle team that they probably should have wasted. But
I mean, that's
going to
happen, though,
in the
NFL.
They're still the most complete team in the league.
They're the most well-rounded team, so that's going
to
happen.
The biggest thing to me, was the defense that the Chiefs put up. Not that Blake Bortles is anything to worry about, but look, Jacksonville's another team. We're talking about hangovers from year to year, but I think the Jags pretty much just thought that, hey, we still got all that defense. Another year of Leonard Fournette as he gets more experience. They've got good receivers. And they re-signed Bortles thinking he was their guy. They thought it was like a foregone conclusion. They'd just be right back in the same position again. Not so easy.
Nope.
So it'll be interesting because there's a lot of parity in the league. Aside from the Chiefs and the Rams, the sexy pick now on a lot of people's plate is the San Diego Chargers.
Huh?
And I can't see that. On Get Up this morning, they were talking all about it. and pushing the fact that even Ryan Clark and Stephen A. Smith talking about the Chargers. Yeah, the L.A. Chargers. Right. Sorry, I slipped into the trap. But the L.A. Chargers don't impress me that much.
No, I mean, I thought they were going to be good this year, but then they started off so bad.
Bosa hasn't played yet. Offensively, sure, you've got weapons that can do some things, but overall, as a complete team, I don't think they're impressive.
No, I'm with you. They have Phillip Rivers, number one, so that's going to be an issue. But they've lost. Their losses are the Chiefs and the Rams, so they've lost to the two best teams in the NFL, most likely.
Melvin Gordon's a hell of a player, but their wins, has to prove their wins, he can stay healthy.
To me, the Chargers' wins aren't impressive. Bills, Niners, and Raiders, and the Niners without Garoppolo, so you're looking at that. Now, if they beat the Browns, I mean, that's – I don't think anybody really is scared of the Browns, but they're also a team you don't want to play because then they make you look bad because they pull one off. Like, if you look at the Ravens – after the Ravens' first couple of games, you're looking at them going, damn, the Ravens team is legit. And then they go in and get rolled, put up 9 points against the Browns and lose. And you're like, what the hell is going on? Are the Browns this good, or are all these other teams kind of fool's gold?
Well, and that's also the delicate situation that is the Ravens' offense. Because any offense led by Joe Flacco, they can look good for a couple weeks. But you know, just like we talked about, like Marwin Gonzalez is average. It's going to return to the mean at some point, and when it comes down, it could be a hard crash.
Yep.
And people expose them for what they are eventually, and that's what happens when you got a team with an offense like that with just a serviceable quarterback.
But I do have to give some love before we go out and bring back our sports mappers. I do have to give some love to P. Randizzle, because when you look at the Browns, the Browns are 2-2-1, and their two losses, they got robbed against the Raiders.
Completely.
So they should have won that game. The Browns should be 3-1-1, and
they should be 4-1. They should have won the Steelers game. They should have won the Steelers game.
If they had a legitimate kicker, the Browns are 5-0. If they have a legit kicker and the refs don't screw them, that's insane to me.
Yeah,
they are.
And honestly, nobody wants to play them right now. Because that's why I say hot.
Nobody because you beat them and it's like, okay, you beat the Browns. That doesn't really, but there's a good chance you could lose to them.
Yeah, and as Baker gets more comfortable, they're going to do more and more things. They got a solid defense. They got quality skill position players.
They're confident, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that team is starting to believe in themselves, and you got a guy in Baker Mayfield who, I mean, he brought swagger. You always hear about the term swagger, and I don't know. I think it's often overused. Baker Mayfield walks on that field. He gets into that huddle, and he does his thing, and he does it with swagger.
You can call it it factor. You can call it whatever you want, but he's got it, and he uses it, and it's effective, and they are a team that no one wants to play.
He's the Alex Bregman of the Browns.
Good call.
Yeah.
Does he bounce when he walks?
I believe he does.
All right, we're going to bounce through this segment and come back with the sports mappers. Don't go anywhere. It's the hour number 3 portion of the program. Coming up next, it's The Usual Suspects.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.